Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Kurdish-led Syrian forces backed by U.S. air power and military advisors have launched an offensive to gain control of Raqqa, the northern Syrian city overrun by Islamic State extremists in 2014. VOA asked Trinity University regional analyst David Lesh if the Take Back Raqqa campaign came as a surprise.
I'm a little bit surprised because I thought the diplomatic complexities associated with this would take a little bit longer to work out. But apparently they have, or if they haven't, they'll soon come to light. But militarily, it makes sense to basically launch a pincer movement on the Islamic State from the east and the west, and the east in Mosul and the west, of course, in Raqqa.
Raqqa also serves as the Islamic State's de facto capital. U.S. Defense Chief Ashton Carter says the international coalition will continue to do what it can to enable local forces in both Iraq and Syria to defeat Islamic State. Turkey's main pro-Kurdish party has announced it is withdrawing from parliament after the unprecedented arrest of 9 of its lawmakers, including the party's 2 co-leaders. The arrest also heightened concern among Western allies, about the state of democracy in Turkey, a NATO member which aspires to join the European Union. An intense battle in the disputed town of Galkayo in central Somalia has left dozens dead. Fighting shatters a days-old ceasefire negotiated by the United Arab Emirates. Speaking to VOA, Galkayo and Puntland officials accused each other of starting the conflict. UN says 80,000 people have already fled. This is VOA News. An American citizen being held in Yemen has been released and evacuated to Amman. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry welcomed the news of the release of Walid Yusuf Pitts Luqman, recognizing it as a positive gesture by the Houthi rebels. Luqman's wife says her husband had been in Yemen teaching English and was detained in April 2015 while trying to leave the country. The director of the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation, James Comey, has told Congress he has not changed a conclusion reached in July. The Democratic presidential candidate, Hillary Clinton, did not do anything criminal in using a private server for emails when she was Secretary of State. Meanwhile, Clinton and Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump have been campaigning almost nonstop with just a day left before the U.S. election. Trump took issue during a campaign stop in the state of Michigan with Clinton's policies, which he says have cost the people of Michigan jobs.
The economic policies of Bill and Hillary Clinton have bled Michigan dry, almost more than any other place. They rake in hundreds of millions of dollars from special interests who specialize in shipping your jobs to other countries.
At a rally in the state of Ohio, Clinton took issue with the tone of Trump's campaign.
The bottom line is, his vision of America is so dark and divisive. It's not the America that I see as I travel around our country. I want us to have a vision that is hopeful, optimistic, and unified about what we can do together to make sure America's best years are ahead of us.
The election is tomorrow, and the latest NBC Wall Street Journal poll puts Clinton with a 4-point lead over Trump. The ABC Washington Post tracker puts Clinton 5 points ahead, but polling averages are closer. Nicaragua held elections on Sunday that looked to certainly hand another term to President Daniel Ortega and make his wife vice president.
Gracias a Dios, se logró ese milagro.
Speaking just after casting his ballot late on Sunday, Ortega thanked God for what he called a miracle, where neither hate nor confrontation nor death took place in the electoral process. The political opposition, which has been sidelined by Ortega and largely booted out of the National Assembly by recent court decisions, questioned the legitimacy of the elections, calling them a farce. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com and, as always, on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.